Susan Anzoa Alfred says her training with the Frederick Ebert Foundation will help her to advance gender equality in the society.
When we joined, it was all about self-reflection, that is knowing who you are and what is your missions. It is now time for us to take a step and then to go down to the community to raise awareness to the young girls who are down there, because there is no way we can run away from politics. If we need change in this country, then it has to be inclusivity.
14 young women attended intensive training on politics for 5 months, courtesy with the Friedrich Ebert Foundation, a German political foundation. The non-profit prepares young adults to participate in the political, trade union and civil spheres. Lina Alwell-William, a student leader at the Stafford University in Juba, says she has learned ways to help women in Northern Baragazel State.
At first, we don't know what is our right. We'll have that fear in heart. Like, it's as if you talked about this, they will deny you. Why are you saying this? But through this training, it has given me a strength. Like, for me now, I know my right, and I will be able to reach out to my fellow women under the grassroots. If I'm to start, maybe to start within where I study, like at the university, and even going down to the grassroots.
Nono Diana Allison, an activist with the Center for Inclusive Governance, Peace and Justice, says women in South Sudan lack opportunities to acquire life skills.
This is a very unique opportunity, because oftentimes we have been advocating for women's inclusion in political spaces. We have been advocating for women's inclusion in different decision-making spaces. But the question is, as we advocate for women's inclusion in political parties, are women in those political spaces? So I think this event answers that question. We are giving them the skills, giving them the knowledge, the confidence, and the self-esteem to be able to take up the job.
Alimure Ali Auda, a program manager at the Frederick Ebert Foundation, says the women leaders also could qualify for grants at the end of the training program.
Today we have graduated them. The next step is one, they melt back to their various institutions or political parties where they come from. And then they now begin to use these skills to excel in their future dreams. We have opened for them a call of proposal for a mini grant of €10,000 that they have to implement within a period of 3 months.
The Frederick Ebert Foundation is the only German political organization with a permanent presence in South Sudan and has been active in Juba since 2008. It focuses both on the political elite and non-state actors that have crucial roles in shaping the political future of South Sudan. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.